You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back on the air, and as Brewster Kelsell says, I am living the dream, and I really am right now because I have one of my favorite people on the line, a guy who helps me protect my data and information every day, Jim Angleton. Hey, Jim, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thank you very much for having me. Congratulations on Vivian's recovery. And now you're up to 14 million listeners. And every time I'm at the UN, people walk up to me and they go, man, I don't know how you get along so well with Jim Freed, but we listen to him only when you're on his show.
Hey, that's
Jim from the UN. Everybody's saying you go, man.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jim. Now, we're in this age today where we learn more and more details about how the world is getting to know us without us even realizing it every day. I mean, today or yesterday, Facebook, it just started popping up on Facebook about here's how to control your information, which is very nice of them after so many years of manipulating it. So, Jim, how do people protect themselves on the internet?
Good luck with that one. The best one is having a very deep, long login. And then at least 21 to 25 characters on your password, and that you change it every month. The best thing to do is to store offline. Don't go into the clouds anymore. They've been compromised. Don't settle for using your hard drive and storing everything there. Either use like a flash drive. Our company makes a really good secure flash drive, or go and use some of these smaller little terabyte ones that are remote. But Jim, let me give your listeners a little bit of an update here.
Yes.
We have a program called CyberEyes. It's a social media reconnaissance. Banks, law firms, the governments, they all use us and we see a lot of data. I want to tell you and your viewers right now that your Facebook, most of your social media, if not all of it, has already been compromised. Your ID is already there. We have professionals that from the NSA and other agencies that work for us. And in the dark web right now, your information, just your one credit card goes for $50 to a bad guy. Then your driver's license is $100, your passport. But you know, what people do is wrong on Facebook, just for instance. They're on there saying, we're getting ready, we're boarding our plane, we're going to Switzerland. How foolish. We recommend you post your trips when you come back with all the great photos. Let everybody know all the cool places you went to. But don't tell them up front. How foolish. First of all, your house is probably going to get robbed. But at the same time, while you're out there traveling the world, having a grand old time, they've already compromised you. They're using your credit cards. They're maxing you out. They're wire transferring money out of your bank account. And here you are, you're in Italy, you're enjoying one of the best pizzas you ever had. And then you go, you try and pay, and then you get a decline of service. That's how you find out. So we need to tell everybody to be really, really vigilant on the information that they put out there on social media.
Now, Jim, you can go backtrack and clean things up or protect them, or once it's the genie's out the bottle, the genie's out of the bottle, no?
Somewhat. The thing is this. There is an element of going in a retrospect, per se, and helping you identify where your data has been compromised and then taking it out. But, you know, the damage has been done. And so we tried to say, don't be reactive, be proactive, be ahead of the game, be smart about it. And so every month, change your passwords. Every month, go check your credit report. You can get them for free or come to you. Best banker, mortgage banker I know in the state of Florida. And so if you need a loan, you go to Jim. You need to know how your credit is, you go to Jim. So at the same time, it's the same thing. Check your credit. Check what's out there. Google your name every now and then, just for the heck of it, and see who has cloned your identity. You have no idea how many people have, like, triplets out there of themselves in Twitter or, you know, some of the other social media venues. So you got to be really careful today.
So then somebody, just a generic business person, they can call you, you can come in, your team comes in, your former NSA folks and everything, they come in, they sweep the person's office, they get it all secure, and then they can put in place protocols that help them stay more secure going forward. I think I need that for myself.
75% of the time we're called in. When we walk in, they've already been hacked. They have a ransomware red letter in front of their screen, but they don't realize that their microphone has been turned on and their camera has been turned on, and they're watching everything. If you have a closed circuit TV camera, a nanny cam, they're watching you, and they're selling this. They're selling it as a feed. And so the bottom line is, when we're called in, it's usually too late. But when, you know, the more savvier customer calls us, we come in there and we help you with the protocols, getting yourself cyber secure. That's what it's all about. Be ahead of the game, because it's going to cost you a heck of a lot more money. Reputational harm, your credit. I mean, you don't want to have to sit there and take a year and repair everything, the damage that was done, in less than 45 seconds. Because that's about what it takes to hack into your computer, clone everything real fast, and then jump on out. But for laughs, they keep your microphone on, then they keep your camera on, and they monitor you.
You know,
how scary is that?
It's very scary. It's why I have a practice in my house that we put over a little sticky over the camera on my laptop and on Vivian's laptop. There is no visible feed going out of our house. I make sure of that. And we don't have one of them smart TVs that's just listening in and seeing everything. Jim, we've only got a couple minutes left. How do people find you, and what's your number one product that you've got for folks right now?
You know, I got to tell you, just go to our website, AegisFinServ.com, AegisFinServ.com. But, you know, people know who we are. And the bottom line is this, Jim. My message to your people today, be cyber secure. Watch what you're doing. Be very, very careful what's on your smartphone, because your smartphone's going to make you look dumb. And, you know, this type of Apple Pay is really good to have. But just change your passwords and then watch your bank accounts and your credit.
Yep. I have credit monitoring. I have bank account alerts. And I have a sheet with all of my unique passwords. Not one thing has the same password. I'm listening, Jim. I swear. I got to have coffee with you, or at least coffee, maybe even lunch. So I'm going to give you a call off of this. Let's get together in the next couple weeks.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. And congratulations again on the recovery for Vivian. And love your show, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you. You're the best. Can I call you? Is it Lord Angleton? What do they call you these days?
No. The title is James, but you know something? I go by Hey You. And actually, my wife has a different title for me. But we ain't going there on your show with 13 million listeners.
You're the best, Jim.